Welcome to Faster Freaks. I'm your host, Hannah, and I'm here with...
Saida.
Sua Iqara.
Today, we'll be talking about the dyeing process in fast fashion and how it affects water pollution.
Hannah, how does dyeing chemicals in clothing affect water pollution?
That's actually a good question. It affects the water pollution because factories dump leftover dye right into the river, causing severe environmental damage by releasing toxic chemicals and heavy metals.
Wait, really?
Yeah, factories cause over 20% of global industrial water pollution, and it gets worse every year, and not much clothes get recycled.
What the heck? That's not good at all.
Yeah, many fast fashion factories are located in countries with loose environmental relegation just to save on costs.
They also don't treat the leftover dye they spill into rivers and streams, which is why our water pollution is so bad.
Yeah, factories worry more about making money and less how bad our environment gets. It's not fair for us consumers and animals are the ones who are getting harmed by these things.
Plus, many of these factories are located in countries where environmental laws are either weak or poorly enforced, which is way easier for them to get away with dumping so much dye into these rivers.
No way. What are some of these countries with these laws that allow them to get away with this?
Well, there's India, China, and Bangladesh.
I feel bad for these countries because of how much they're being taken advantage of. Yeah, me too. But wait, how much water would you say the companies use per year?
Well, based on research, it's said that companies use up to 20% of global water per year. Actually, the fast fashion is the one using and polluting all that water. For example, it takes 2,700 liters of water just to make one cotton t-shirt. That's enough for one person to drink for 3 years.
Wow, that's so crazy. Okay, so wait, can you tell us more on how the environment is affected by the dyeing process?
Of course. The environment is affected by the dyeing process because many companies dump their leftover dyes into rivers, and it contains many chemicals that kill fishes and plants.
That's interesting, but why do these companies still use this method?
That's because companies only focus on what goes into their store and how much they get for it. Plus, it's just an easier way for them to get rid of any old or extra dye as fast as possible.
Wow, that's really selfish of them.
Yeah, it's crazy how no one pays attention to this for real because it's really bad for those countries that are most affected by this method.
Yeah, wallahi.
Wait, I have a question for you guys.
What's your question?
What is your guys' intake on water pollution and fast fashion?
My take on water pollution and fast fashion is that it's sad how bad these companies are popular with people because they are wanting cheap clothing, even though it's going to be ripped after a few washes.
Yeah, I never really knew that the water pollution in the world was this bad, all because we wanted a few trendy clothing, but now looking at how bad our environment is affected by this, I'm going to start shopping less at these fast fashion companies.
I know, right? They're ruining our world by giving consumers bad quality clothing and cheap prices so that when their clothes get ruined after a few washes, they will come running back to the store for just a new pair.
I agree with all of your answers, but did you guys know that the dyeing process uses 5 trillion tons of water?
Wait, actually?
Yeah, it's really sad. The amount of chemicals they use just gets dumped into rivers, and most of it ends up in the water we drink today, surprisingly. China is the biggest waste dumper.
I feel like nobody cares about what's happening in the fast fashion industry. Actually, there are some businesses that use better material and are exact opposite of fast fashion.
Well, what exactly do they do that's better than what's going on now?
I can answer that question.
Okay, why don't you explain it to us?
Well, in our podcast research, we chose Patagonia as our substitute company. This company uses 98% recycled materials and make wetsuits from plants. It's so cool that they make their clothes from plants. I never knew that you could do that. Yeah, you could. They also sell a filter to catch plastic in the wash and give 1% of their money to the earth.
What a great way for their companies to use those methods. That's very smart.
What else do they do to help? They sound like a very good company.
Something else that they do is that they don't dump as much chemicals into river like other fast fashion companies such as Zara and Shein.
I know people that shop there.
Same, but what kind of chemicals do fast fashion companies like to dump into water?
They dump wastewater from dyeing processes. that contains heavy metal like chlorine, lead, arsenic, and mercury. It also has hazardous compounds like PFSA, and formaldehyde. How bad is that for our environment? Well, it's really bad. Some of those are called forever chemicals.
Well, what are forever chemicals? I've never heard of them.
Forever chemicals are known as PFSA. There's a group of over 14,000 human-made chemicals used since the 1940s to make products, stain-resistant, waterproofs, and more. They're called forever chemicals because they contain extremely strong carbon fluid bonds that don't break down.
Wow, that's really interesting. Plus, I never knew that there are so many chemicals in our clothing. I feel so weird just thinking about how much chemicals I'm wearing right now.
Yeah, it is interesting. It's really bad how much chemicals these companies use in our clothing just to stay on top of the trends and make money for themselves and not care for our environment. I just wish there's a way for companies to use less chemicals or not even use chemicals to make our clothing.
Well, there might be a way for companies to do something about it, but they just don't want to. And it's sad how people are not learning more about this, even though it affects them badly.
Right. I just wish there was a way for consumers like us to help try and boycott companies that are a part of the fast fashion industry.
Well, what if there's a way for us to help to stop the fast fashion industry from harming our environment? Yeah. And what's that? Well, for starters, we can use popular apps like TikTok or Instagram or even YouTube. Then we will talk about how much these fast fashion companies like H&M have been harming our water pollution and our environment.
And we can also try talking about it at our school and talk about brands that people could shop at for clothing that are way more environmental friendly, like Patagonia and Matt the Label.
I love this idea so much. Not only would it be fun doing all of this, but it will also help people become way more aware of how the clothes they wear harm our environment and our daily lives without them knowing.
Yeah, I can't wait to do that. But this podcast is slowly coming to the end. And I would like to thank those of you listening and to those of you who were kind enough to come on the podcast and speak about fast fashion and how it affects water pollution. If any of you guys have something to say, now's your chance.
Well, all I have to say is that I'm glad I got to come here and share my thoughts and knowledge on fast fashion. It was really interesting to learn how the clothes we wear and harm our environment.
Well, what I want to say is that I'm glad to have had this opportunity of coming on here and sharing what I know about fast fashion and figuring out how to prevent it, but also how I was able to gain some new knowledge.
I was also thinking the same thing, but I also want to thank our host, Hannah, for giving us this opportunity to share information with each other and viewers about a topic like fast fashion. I am glad that I was able to gain some new information, and I hope you guys did too.
I'm glad to have such amazing people come on this podcast and share their knowledge on fast fashion with not only each other, but with you viewers as well. This concludes this podcast. I'm your host, Hannah, and you're listening to Fashion Freak.